check in?
Rebecca.
No, Richard's not going to be here tonight. Yes, ma'am.
Is everybody ready? At this time, I'd like to call the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of January 13th, 2014 to order. The time is now 6:03. 2.0. Public comments and receipt of petitions. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Is there anybody who'd like to speak? Do we have anybody?
Yes, ma'am. We have a letter from Monique Dermeau of 2531 South Cherry Street. She'd like to submit her letter for record. Good evening, Planning and Zoning Commission. On July 11, 2013, I went before the Board of Adjusters to request a variance for building a single-family home at 207 Houston Street on a 25-foot by 100 lot. The Board rejected my variance request based on the recommendation and interpretation of the ordinance by Rebecca Guerra. I came before the City Council on July 15th of the next week to explain and clarify my dilemma. I have invested Tomball, established my credibility as a resident, investor, and developer, and requested that the ordinance be changed to allow me to build a second single-family home at 207 Houston Street. During the City Council meeting of July 15th, the Council specifically requested that the City develop a draft of an amendment to the ordinance which would allow a single-family home to be built on a 25-foot wide lot. I requested an update as to the status of the ordinance and the progress to review and read the amended ordinance before the City Council on January 6, 2014 at the regular City Council meeting. We can blink our eyes and it will be a Valentine's Day, a full 6 months since I've requested a variance to the ordinance from the City of Tomball. Unfortunately, I cannot be here tonight, but I write this letter to ask this commission to help this drafted ordinance move forward. I'm not a big-time developer. I'm a working mom who shares the vision for better Tomball. I plan to invest in Tomball after I read the downtown specific plan. Frankly, the downtown specific plan got me excited. My excitement is waning, however. Even though my home is now leased by a 28-year-old professional, attracting just the demographic I had hoped for to the City of Tomball, I cannot continue my investment. Regrettably, I choose not to listen to the chatter that told me that the City of Tomball is very hard to work with, especially with development and building projects. I've lost time, money, my enthusiasm, and belief that my vision is aligned with how Tomball is now marketing itself. I wanted to be a part of that. The City of Tomball and Tomball School District could have already been benefiting from additional tax dollars from the home I had planned to finish by the end of 2013. Instead, despite the marketing and draft of a downtown-specific plan, it seems to be business as usual in Tomball. Our neighboring towns and municipalities will reap the benefits from the surrounding area's growth while we spend time with our Tomball bureaucracies. Please prove this wrong by helping to move this amended ordinance forward. I hope to be able to proudly tell my friends and colleagues, invest in Tomball instead of invest elsewhere.
Are there any other public comments? Thank you. Staff, are there any other reports or announcements to be heard?
No, Madam Chairperson, not at this time.
Thank you.
We do have one. We wanted to announce that we do have a new board member, Richard Anderson, but he is not was not able to attend tonight.
Okay, thank you. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of December 9th, 2013. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? If not, please enter your vote.
Motion carries 4-0.
All right, thank you. And staff is asked to move the new business in front of the old business. So So we're going to address 6.1. Consideration to approve minor plat of Daniels 1 being a subdivision of 0.161 acre of land situated in the W. Heard survey, abstract number 371, Harris County, Texas, and being a replat of lots 20 and 21 in block 63 of the Tomball town site, a subdivision in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume A, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Add required missing note, add adjacent owner names and information, address minor comments, spelling and dates. The plat fees were underpaid by $149.50. Please submit payment with the corrected Mylar submittal. Engineering planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon the above stated comments being addressed.
All right, do we have a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, is there any discussion or questions? Okay, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay, thank you. 6.2, consideration to approve minor plat of Daniels 2, being a subdivision of 0.161 acre of land situated in the W. Heard survey, abstract number 371, Harris County, Texas, and being a replat of lots 41 and 42 in block 64 of the Tomball town site. A subdivision in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume A, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Add required missing note, add adjacent owner names and information, address minor comments, spelling and dates. The plat fees were underpaid by $149.50. Please submit payment with the corrected Mylar submittal. Engineering and planning recommends approval upon these contingencies being addressed.
Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, is there any discussion? Please enter your vote.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay. Item 6.3. Consideration to approve Welling Owens quadruplexes being a replat of outlots 104, 103, and 98 of Tomball town site, City of Tomball, recorded under volume 2, page 65 of the Harris County map records, located in the Ralph Hubbard survey, abstract 383, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD with all taxes paid. Provide title report if lien holder add signature block. Correct decimal places for acres 4 and square footage 2. Address minor comments. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, do we have any discussion? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay. All right. Back to item 5.1, new old business. Consideration to approve zoning case P13-148. Request by the City of Tomball to amend section 34.4 area regulations for residential uses of the city's zoning ordinance number 2008-01. by creating non-conforming lot regulations for lots within that portion of the Old Town area bounded by Fannin Street, Houston Street, and the railroad tracks and Pine Street, and including the lots that front on Fannin Street and Houston Street adjacent to such portion. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Madam Chairperson. Rebecca Garrett, City Planner. The item before you tonight is zoning case P13-148, which is a request by the City of Tomball to amend section 34.4 of the zoning ordinance. On July the 15th, City Council directed staff, after a lengthy discussion, to draft an ordinance for the development of non-conforming lots. On October 15th, staff brought, per City Council's direction, a draft zoning ordinance amendment, that is this section, new section 34.4E, an amendment of D, before this Planning and Zoning Council Commission. During City Council's direction to staff on July the 15th, City Council mandated and directed staff to create the zoning ordinance to include the following: allow for minimum 25-foot wide platted lots, to limit the geographic area of this text amendment to the Old Town area already approved by City Council, to not require separate ownership of the individual platted lots, to allow for only single-family detached houses within this text amendment, to require vehicular access from improved alleyways to the site and through to the following right-of-way, to increase the minimum living area larger than 600 square feet where exists today in the Old Town Mixed-Use District, and finally to create architectural design standards for variation, which would augment the already existing building facade plan in the Old Town Mixed-Use District. So those architectural requirements are not being taken away, they're in fact being added to. So based on City Council's direction to staff, we created a text amendment, which is the one that's in your packet. 34.4D is the existing section within the zoning ordinance. The only change to that section is the portion that's underlined on the screen before you, which says except in the Old Town area. And again, that Old Town area is already defined. That geographic area is already defined within the zoning ordinance. So the new section that we've created per City Council's mandate to staff is E, which is non-conforming lots in the Old Town area only. So as you can see, it's almost the exact same wording. It delineates the geographic area, and it states that for platted non-conforming lots in that area, the following design standards shall be applicable in order to build single-family detached houses only. So that is, in this geographic area, if you are a non-conforming lot, the only thing that you'll be able to build, if you meet these standards, is a single-family detached house. That's it. So let's go through them. The minimum lot area will be 2,500 square feet. So that means that the lot will be a minimum of 25 feet wide and 100 feet deep. So why is it that way? In 1909 and in 1912, this city was platted. Literally thousands of small lots were created within the city. And they were platted, for whatever reason, as 25 feet wide, some of them 100 feet deep, some of them 140 foot deep. In this geographic area, that is in the Old Town area, those lots were platted as 25 feet wide and 100 feet deep. So now we have 25 foot wide lots and 100 foot lot depth as the minimum requirements following those plats. The size of the yards. The minimum front yard setback is 15 feet, and the minimum side yard is 5 feet. The minimum rear yard is 10 feet. Now, that would be the minimum yard requirements that you have listed. So what's different between what's existing in the zoning ordinance and what you see before you today? The only difference that you see between these numbers and what exists for lots in the Old Town and Mixed Use District is that number 5. You see that minimum side yard, 5 foot setback? Well, that five foot yard side setback exists today, except for lots that are in the corner. In the zoning ordinance today, if you're on a side lot facing a street, you have a 15-foot side setback. Well, per City Council's direction to staff, in order to build on those 25-foot lots, you needed to have consistent setbacks. So everything needs to be separated 5 feet from each other. Interior lots are actually separated by 10 feet from each other. So in order for a building to be built within those 25-foot lots, we had to reduce the setback off those side streets to 5 feet. That's consistent with development that exists today in that area. As many of you have seen on Pine Street, on Cherry Street, many of those developments are already built at 0-foot setbacks. And they're commercial uses, which have much more traffic and much more volume coming in and out of them. So the 5-foot setback off the side street is consistent with existing development in that area. So now we come to three. The minimum floor area staff is proposing is 800 square feet. Currently in the Old Town Mixed Use District, the minimum living area is 650 square feet under heat and air. So this is an increase in the minimum square footage of the houses. And remember, this is only under heat and air. It doesn't include garages or porches. Maximum heights. The maximum heights have been limited to 2 stories, 35 feet for the main building, and 1 story, 15 feet for accessory buildings. Alley access. This was probably one of the most talked about items at City Council when they directed staff to come up with this ordinance. In this case, every single one of the lots in this Old Town area has a 15-foot alley attached to it. So what City Council decided was that if they were going to construct on these 25-foot lots in this geographic area, they would be required to improve the alleys to the lot in question and through. That is, for all intents and purposes, improve the alley from the beginning to the very end. And then and only then could they construct on those lots. But what's more, your access had to be, you had to provide at least one access off that alley. And the parking, the required parking, which we'll get to later, had to be located off that alley, which leads us into six. You can see that there's a minimum of 2 off-street parking stalls required. So that is, you have to provide a minimum of 2 parking stalls or parking spaces on your property. And those parking stalls, if you're accessing an alley, and all of these lots have to access an alley, will be located at the rear of the lots. So the last part of that section 6 states, should you choose to create access off a right-of-way, so let's say those lots off of Houston, should you wish to create a driveway cut that connects to Houston, if you choose to do so, number 7 kicks in. You will have to provide for a garage. You will have to build a minimum 1-car garage if you choose to create a drive cut off of Houston. So let's put this into context. Every lot has to be accessed off an alley. All the 2 parking spots that are required have to be located at the rear of the property and have to be accessed off the alley. Should you choose to create an additional access off a right-of-way, like Houston, what's the other one?
Fannin.
If you choose to create another driveway off of those streets, you are required to provide for a garage in order to hold at least 1 vehicle. And so the last part are architectural requirements. So I stated previously that these architectural requirements are not in place of, but they are added to the existing architectural requirements for every piece of property in the Old Town and Mixed Use District. The Old Town and Mixed Use District has a mandatory requirement that any building, any new building that's constructed within the Old Town area, submit for review to staff what's called a building facade plan, and that's in section 34.6. So in addition to that building facade plan, we've created, per City Council's direction, additional requirements for the construction of these single-family houses that no other single-family residence has anywhere in this city. So they're more restrictive. And this was because City Council wanted to have some variation in the houses. They didn't want to have the same house built over and over again. So what we've done is that we've, this is based on a theory called the redundancy ordinance for construction of single-family residences. So we have color variation. So that is, new single-family detached residences cannot be painted predominantly painted in the same color as the structures adjacent or across from the lots that they're constructed. So in other words, the main color of your house can't be the same as your neighbors on either side of you or in front of you. But let's say you really like their shutter color. Let's say that happens. We want to give people enough flexibility so that they can have some similarity, But a developer can come in and literally put in the same house with the same color all down the block. So it allows them some flexibility, but this doesn't become a zoning ordinance that restricts someone to such an extent they don't have the freedom to build the kind of house that they want. So we have a roof variation. So you have to, the roof line itself has to variate, has to be different than the neighbor to the left, neighbor to the right, and across the street from you. Again, the redundancy ordinance for variation. Building facade. As you can see, we've tried to list consistent with what development exists. And I know this is a stretch, but there really is development in the city of Tomball that is arts and crafts, colonial, classical, it's a mix. Well, we tried to take the essence of what that architecture is here in the city, or styles similar thereof, and try to mimic the language that's already in the Old Town mixed-use area. Again, trying to give folks enough flexibility to be able to build the kind of home that they want, but that is consistent with the character of the city. So that's what you see as C. And as you can see at the end, you still have to abide by Section 34.6, which requires the building facade plan. That is, every plan, every house that comes forward, has to have staff review to be make sure it's consistent with the zoning ordinance and with this text amendment. Public hearing notice was published in the Tomball Tribune on October the 9th of last year. Ms. Pate read in the one public comment that we received from Monique Demereau. The action requested tonight is to recommend approval of zoning case P13-148. This concludes staff's presentation. We are available for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. We currently have a motion by Commissioner Rove, seconded by Commissioner Walecki, to approve zoning case P13-148. I'll now reopen this item for discussion. Is there any discussion?
I got a question, Rebecca. Granted, we got hundreds of lots around Tomball that have got this original plat. All of a sudden, we've got one specific area we're going to do this to. Are we going to be receiving, once we do this, more and more requests to do variations for some other group that wants to build on a 25-foot lot somewhere else?
Sir, that may be possible. I couldn't possibly begin to predict what the residents of Tomball or even any developer from outside of Tomball is going to ask for. What I can tell you is that on July 15th, City Council directed staff to come up with language so that construction could take place on these 25-foot lots only in the Old Town area. So they wanted to treat it as a test case to see how it would work. If, in fact, construction could take place in a sound and responsible manner, but more importantly, see if there was any interest outside of this area for this type of a development to occur. They wanted to treat this as a test case and see what would happen. So this geographic area, which has already been established as an Old Town area, they wanted to see how it would respond the development-wise and the citizen-wise.
Okay, thank you.
I wish I could answer it better.
No, it's just, I had it drilled into me when I first got here.
Yes, sir.
Think of the worst case scenario.
Yes, sir.
When you do these things, what is the worst case? And I can think of, you know, there's a lot of work here. I can see this being repeated and repeated and repeated. And just because somebody builds somewhere and then comes before City Council with this stuff, we get more and more.
And I think City Council shared your concern, which is why they limited it to a geographic area and treated this as a test case.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any questions or discussion? Okay, please enter your vote now.
Hang on.
I think you have to lock
confirm.
It.
Yes, confirm.
No, I didn't do at all.
There we go.
Okay. Motion carries 3-1.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. Is there a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sorry. Second.
We're at 7.0, folks. Go to the back. It says, I need a motion to approve adjournment. So,
motion to approve adjournment.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Please enter your vote now. Thank you all very much. We are now adjourned. The time is now 6:27.
Motion carries.